good afternoon or good evening. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska. Truth seeker of the far north, way up far north. People should come to Alaska and visit. Beautiful country. Lots of corruption. But we're putting a few of those politicians in jail up here. We had Representative Anderson, ex-representative out of Juneau. He got 5 years. That's a pretty stiff sentence, and you look at it one way, but he's bought and paid for by Bill Allen of Vico, and we've got another one that was found guilty, Pete Cott, ex-representative, ex-Senate President Ben Stevens, which is the son of the current sitting Ted Stevens, senator, one of the best peoples of stealing taxpayer money and reallocating it into Alaska. He's under investigation, and little Ben, he's under investigation for taking a couple $100,000 in consulting fees and didn't do anything for it, according to Vico, according to the guy that wrote the money, or he wrote the check for it. So, you know, we can always hope and pray we can put a few of those guys in jail. Because what people do not understand is that we have given, if you're a registered voter, is the worst thing you can do, have given a full power of attorney of your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness from the cradle to the coffin to a politician. And, of course, who in his right mind would give a full power of attorney over your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness over a politician to a politician? I don't think we have statesmen. Not very many anymore. Ron Paul, maybe. I think he would probably go definitely in that class, but I could probably count on one hand. I'm trying to think of any out of Juneau, and I can't think of one other than our governor, Sarah Palin. She's definitely got some ethics. She's swimming upstream. Actually, she's in the ocean of Great White down there, trying to get all the bidding and these things out in the open that have been going on behind closed doors. It's a tough battle. And the sad part is that most of us have we don't know what's really going on. We don't know the truth of the situations. It's all an illusion. I just had a friend this last week, Eugene George Warner. He was indicted on IRS and trust issues and supposedly making some sort of a threat to economically hurt the IRS. Now, who in his right mind would think that you could make a comment and that you could economically in any way do anything to the IRS? If people could have done that, they'd have done it years ago. How do you hurt an agency that's not responsible to anybody? And, of course, the other thing that there is, he was in there using trust documents to, quote, hide money. And the money issue is not an area where I have great expertise, but it doesn't take rocket science to figure out that if the lawful money that's being coined is a $50 gold piece and I have a $50 Federal Reserve note that is an IOU that's backed by nothing and a $50, the standards, $50 isn't $50. Why doesn't the $50 gold piece have to equal a $50 piece of paper from a Federal Reserve note? So, well, obviously, dollar does not equal dollar. Duh. These are some of the things that are going on all around us all the time, and nobody seems to care. And, of course, we don't have the knowledge to understand that one is in the land of Oz. It's I like to call it the land of Oz. I don't know. It's a fictitious world where the script writer is Congress. And I hear some music, so stay tuned, and I'm going to divulge some things today that I'm sure you've never heard before. We'll be back in a minute.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winteroad II, back with the Ralph Winteroad Show out of Alaska. And I'm going to talk about laws of the United States and some IRS issues again. But I was talking about Eugene George Warner. He's a friend of mine, and he just got indicted here in Alaska this last week. And, of course, they supposedly said that he made some threats that he was going to cause economic damage to the IRS. Boy, I'd like to know how that becomes accomplished. I'll tell you how you cause economic damage to the Internal Revenue fraud is you don't contribute. Unfund them. You don't need to threaten them. That doesn't get you anywhere. I don't know. I even find it amazing is how, and I've never bothered to take the time, it'd be interesting to know how you can be prosecuted like Martha Stewart for lying to the FBI. If lying was a crime, every politician that I know would be in jail. So, do they get you under oath? How does one become guilty of lying to the FBI? Do you sign a statement under the penalties of perjury? Why would one do that? Of course, that's one of the hooks they get on ignorant public is signing these 1040s that's as true, correct, and complete, which you'll never see a politician sign or anybody in the IRS. They don't want to do anything like that. It's only for us to get around and hook ourselves. We actually are creating evidence against ourselves of something about we had no knowledge. Anyway, I was talking about Gene Warner and his trust, because there's always these letters going around. I've seen them for years. And I'm just looking at one now under the Department of Treasury Internal Revenue Service. And it says a pure trust is not required to obtain an employee identification number. And you will see other ones where there is no taxable liability for trust. So the question becomes, is that true or is it not true? Is there a taxable liability for a trust? And the answer is, if you set up a trust, ABC Trust, there's no taxable liability for the trust. But that's not the whole story. What is the trust? Because the next thing that you will find out is you will find yourself in court. And they will sue the trust, ABC Trust, and they will sue Joe Blow or John Doe trustee. And very shortly after they sue the trust, ABC Trust, or John Doe trustee, you will see a default judgment coming down the pike. And what it will say is the trust did not make an appearance. Well, wait a minute. Everybody seems to think the trustee can show up. So who is the trust? Well, it's quite interesting because the trust, the name ABC Trust, equals, quote, beneficiary. So the beneficiary is the trust. The name of the trust, ABC Trust, equals Jane Doe, the beneficiary. So when they sue the trust, ABC Trust, and they sue John Doe, trustee, Jane Doe, or Jane Smith, whoever the beneficiary is, must make an appearance in the capacity as the beneficiary. Otherwise, you'll end up with a default judgment, and you'll be sitting there scratching your head trying to figure out how the property got lost and how you lost. You never even saw that there was no trial, no anything. And this just happens over and over and over. People think that somehow you're going to be protected if you have a trust, because these letters are going around, the trust has no taxable liability. Absolutely true. People have been selling trusts for years, years and years. The problem is, who, when they come after you, then how are you going to get out of this other issue? Because the trustee and the trust are not the same thing. You're still stuck. Because then you've complicated, as far as I'm concerned, a trust is a means with which to complicate life. Because if you really understood the real situation behind the Internal Revenue Service, and if you understood where the law is, and that's something else, if anybody knows out there, I'd like to hear. I heard Sherry Peel Jackson, I think is her name, an ex-IRS agent, on Coast to Coast with George Norrie here this last week. And she's quite articulate. She did a good job. I don't fault anybody that fights. I don't even fault the Browns. That I don't happen to agree with a lot of their statements for what they're doing, and their statement about there is no law. And again, that's a generic word again. Anytime you talk about law, is it state law, federal law, laws of the United States, organic law? There's all kinds of law is a generic word. And until you get it with great specificity, like laws of the United States, or laws of one of the several states, or corporate law, corporation law, law of a corporation, however you want to put it, you don't know what the word law means. When they're using it today, almost unequivocally, it's, and I'm going to talk about this here a little farther into the show, about where they quit. Because I've been pondering this for years. I come across these things that Congress does, and they did something in February 25th, 1871, which I'm going to talk about a little later in the show, where they took out and be it further enacted. And I've wondered about that for years. I knew it was important. But it's like all these things that it takes a while before you can actually prove these things with some sort of documents or logic that actually makes sense. I mean, they didn't do it just because they felt like doing it. The question becomes, why did they take out and be it further enacted in all of the sections of, quote, all of the laws of the United States? Why did they have to change that? Obviously, we've got a change going on in Congress. But what they didn't do, there's a couple of things, just tell us, is it going to be laws of the United States hereafter, or what's the reason? Why are we doing this? And I'm going to get into that in just a little bit here, down in the show, because I've been, like I say, I've been pondering these things, and I can make a statement now. The code laws have no application to any of the people of the several states for what they're doing today. It's irrelevant. It's nonsense. They will put enough of the laws of the United States buried in it, but it has no bearing upon us if you are of the right status. And I do thank a caller last week that called in that something that I was not aware of, which is really an important issue. And by the way, we've made up a nationality and status thing that we're going to be putting into the public record. And I've got to get some certificate paper, but this week I'll be putting it out on email. This for a nominal fee for the people that want to use something like this and to obtain a digital picture. And I can insert it and put it on a certificate paper and print it out and send it back. And I also have, when I had money, I had a machine here that could make the little smaller IDs. So we're going to be putting out smaller IDs with your with the status, and this person, like I say, was really important. That's the thing that I've never understood about talk show hosts. Somehow, they seem to, if you call in, some caller calls in with something that the talk show host doesn't understand, or for whatever reason, politically, I guess, doesn't want to, leave that person on there and try to check the veracity or see if there's something that he has to offer. And this happened to be in the government style manual, which is in section 5.23. And it's about nationality of one of the several states, or nationality of the several states. And that is a great means, because it's a government style manual, it's a public document of the means to establish your status with an accepted form that they are to recognize, like I'm a Kansan. Which means my native country, my nationality, is I'm from Kansas. I'm in the sovereign country, because when you use nationality, you got to be real careful, because if you use it in the term of citizen of the United States, then there are no several states. But if I use like a national, I can be a national of Kansas, because it's a sovereign country. It's not divided, the counties and all that. It's all under Kansas. What are the several states? Hopefully it made it to come in right at the beginning of the Civil War. But it is a country. So now I have a very precise term that's used to establish my nationality. And I'm going to be putting this into the public record. Under the seal of a notary, or you can use three people. But into the public record and get the name and then make up a little card. And here's my picture. Here's the signature, my true name. And my true name is comprised strictly of proper nouns or proper names, which is in the government style manual, which you can also validate, which is in any unabridged dictionary or most unabridged dictionaries. Only the first letter is capitalized. But you can use the government style manual, and you also can use an unabridged dictionary. Say, this is the way my true name, which is also Christian names are composed of proper nouns or proper names. And to establish your true identity in the reality, the land where we have reality and not in the land of Oz. And I hear the music again coming, so I'll continue back And we're going to talk a little bit about trust here, and then I'm going to get into talking about the law and Internal Revenue fraud.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Well, we're back from break here, and this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad, Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska. And for those that would like to see something out of one of the circuit courts on this issue of trust has no taxable liabilities, one of the cases is that the IRS likes to, they actually tell you what they're doing if we will just take the time to see what they're up to. Of course, they usually get around put this stuff in here. They put a lot of nonsense in their stuff too, but actually a lot of it is true if you understand it from their perspective that you're a taxpayer. And if you want to take that fictional status and enter the land of Oz, then so be it. One should bear the responsibilities. But this particular case is at 818. This is the one that the IRS, that I've seen the most of, is 818 F2D 696. It's 818 F2D 696, and it's C.E. Pope Equity Trust versus United States. And what they're talking about in here is this person showed up, and if he's a trustee, and it says down here, the record does not identify the trust's beneficiaries because Stadley is not the actual beneficial owner of the claims being asserted by the trust. So far as anyone can tell from the record, he cannot be viewed as a party conducting his own case personally without the meaning, and they give a section here. And you can't claim to be a trustee And you can't claim to be the beneficiary. If you're going to go in, you got to go in as one or the other. So what they were working on him, and this is what they were trying to do in some cases that I've been involved providing research, is they tried to do a default judgment because the trust never showed up. And they will cite these cases. This is one of them that they like to cite here. Another one is U.S. Versus DAHMER. And that's a tax court case. It's 83 ATFR 2nd 2D, and it's 99-2405. It's a bunch of nonsense. But the main case is the Ninth Circuit case. So out of the Circuit Court of Appeals, that's the main one that you'll see. And then there's other ones underneath it. But if you get that one, you can find it. But the real issue is, and what people do not understand, is there is the legal owner and there is the equitable owner to property. The legal owner is somebody that is running the show as far as taking care of it, the trustee. Doesn't own the thing. The beneficial, the property, the thing that you touch is the beneficial owner. The person that manages the thing, the property, the thing that we think is the property, is the legal owner. And until both those are vested in one person, and you get an absolute deed, or there's a lot of ways that you can give that statement, but until those things are vested in the one person, to you have absolute and a true ownership of the property. You have to be a legal owner and you have to be a beneficial owner. You have to have both those vested in the same party, and then you have an absolute deed, absolute title to the land. Become the true legal owner. Allodial title is another word that's used for it, or allodial deed. There's several terms, and that actually comes right out of Blackstock's Blackstone's commentaries. I think it's volume 2, page 199. If anybody's interested, they can email me and I'll send them a copy of it. But it actually comes right out of the old laws of, or of the common law. But anyway, this is the game that they play with the people of trust. These people have been selling trust for years. And I don't know how many people that sell those trusts actually understand that the beneficiary has no taxable liability. So you can go in and the IRS will send you back a little letter. Yep, trust has no taxable liabilities. And somehow we think we're going to skate around this fraudulent administrative state. And that's just not going to happen. Because once you end up in court, there's going to be some things going on that you may not understand while you end up losing your property. Now, of course, in the great corporate state of Alaska, Alaska become a territory with no boundaries. Now, that's a pretty good trick. We become a, quote, state with no boundaries. How do you become a state with no boundaries in the enacting clause? Of course, we become a state with a statehood compact, which is a contract. How do you become a state by contract? Of course, we never came in as one of the United States of America, which means a sovereign country. We didn't come in on equal footing with the original states. But what is really interesting, in Article 9, Section 5 of the Constitution of the State of Alaska, because we came in late enough, they say, hey, we got these people out there, most of them, they've been to the public schools, and we got them brainwashed. They'll never figure this out. Article 9, Section 5 says they tax our private interest in property owned or held by the United States, the state, or its political subdivisions. We have an interest in their stuff. We're tenants. We're back in the old English law, the feudal law. And Article 10, Section 5 is even better yet. Most people don't even know this, but how would we know? That if you have any utilities hooked up to your property, they can then, you're subject to property taxes, because guess what? You're in a service area. You've probably seen that term used in your state. They don't tell you these things. You have a service area, and when you tie into the fiction, I've tangled with these guys up here not understanding all this, and I'm going to go right back after them again here on this property tax issue after I finally get down, is I have benefited property. And I went outside and I asked my property, who in the heck out here is benefited? Because I'd like to hear my property talk. Who got the benefit here? Somebody speak up. I hear the music, and we'll be back with a longer segment. And then we're going to be getting into here, not too far down, is about laws of the United States.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Well, we're back after break-in for a long section. And if anybody knows anybody that's supposedly offering money out there, I was talking initially about the ex-IRS agent of Sherry Peel Jackson was talking about saying people can be keep offering money. Anybody can show them the law. And if anybody knows where that is, call in or email me at Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at J-U-S, that's J as in Jack, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I, that's Bell, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I.com. That's one of the myths or the inaccuracies that is being spread all over the United States, that there's no law. And there is. I've got it under the sixth, the second, the fourth, the sixth, and the ninth circuit court of appeals. Not courts of law, courts of the United States, but they say, we don't have to tell you. I've got it under the signature of a judge in a case in Rhode Island. I've got it under the Department of Justice. We don't have to tell you. Well, the obvious question is, if you don't know where it is, and if you understand anything about the decision of Cheek, which says there's got to be a definite, no, a law. Now, there's four parts, Cheek. there's got to be a definite law. The second part of Cheek is there has to be a legal duty established in that law. Okay, so there's two. There's got to be a law, then there's a legal duty. Well, what's a legal duty require? You can't have a legal duty unless there's two parties. It's got to be a duty, something that one party is supposed to be due to the other. And, of course, there's got to be a known legal duty, which means they've got to put it into the public record. And then you have to willfully and knowingly violate a known legal duty. Well, now, number one, if you don't know where the law is, the others fail. Because a known legal duty can't be created unless there is a legal duty established, but a legal duty can't be established unless there's a law that's definite. The next part of this whole thing is, of course, the obvious question that would pop into my mind, trying to follow these things through with logic, just like you do in a forensic type situation or in a court of creating evidence, there has to be a connection and a logical progression in logic. And the logic is there's got to be a law, number one. Number two, there's got to be a legal duty, which as a matter, or as in the law they call a fortiori, for a more important reason, there has to be two parties. You can't have somebody supposed to mow my lawn. Number one, I got to be the party that's got the lawn, and there's got to be somebody that's going to mow the lawn. There's got to be two parties. And then obviously it's got to be known. If I'm supposed to be mowing my neighbor's lawn, it'd be a great idea if I knew about it. Now, if I willfully or knowingly don't mow the lawn, okay, so now you can get me for, in regular civil world, which is what the IRS is all their nonsense, actually admiralty and equity nonsense, then, okay, great, you can come after me. But they said, we don't have to tell you where the law is. It's in 6012. United States Code. And it's very clear because it sets at 1.6012-1, the regulation under the 26 CFRs. But they don't tell you that what makes it really important, because the code, which I'm going to get into here, maybe I'll probably be next hour time I get to it, but the bottom line is the code is not laws of the United States. It's the laws of Congress. But the question is, if they don't have to tell you the law, and they, if you don't know the law, then how can you have a legal duty? Of course, if you have somewhat of a basic understanding, and it's taken me a long time to get all of the rabbit holes filled that didn't go anywhere. The obvious question is, if they're on the up and up in those courts, and I'll just state it, and we're not going to probably get into that much today, but the United States District Courts are territorial courts dressed up with the illusion of looking like an Article III court that can't even exist within the several states. That's what they are. They're territorial courts, but they can't even exist within the several states. And they're dressed up to look like an Article III court. But the question is, getting back to what Sherry Peel Jackson was talking about, the law, why don't they tell you the law and get it over with? Well, there's a very good reason why they can't. First of all, we're in the land of Oz. We're not into reality. The same thing as when the bird comes out of the hat, the elephant disappears on the stage. They're not going to show you how the illusion takes place. But there's an excellent reason, a very valid, as a matter of law, why they will not charge you and tell you, because it makes them vulnerable absolutely, even to maybe some of the stupidest lawyers out there or attorneys we got. They're not lawyers, because that includes counselors and attorneys. They're attorneys. They don't have counselors at law anymore because they're all bound by the professional code of conduct. That's how they shut them up. And, of course, you've given a full power of attorney to an attorney to, quote, represent the fictional status, and there's four things that the attorney's going to do that allows you to do. Otherwise, he just does what he wants. They don't even have to talk to you in jail. They can do all these things. They can show up at hearings. And it's just amazing how this game goes, how this game is put together. But the issue, getting back to staying on point, which Sherry Jackson was talking about, and all of these criminal trials, it's always the penalty statute. I think it's 7203 or one of those up in that area. It doesn't make it get a difference. It's all nonsense. It's a conduct status, a penalty. But why don't they just come out and say, here is the form, here is the law, here's the legal duty, and here is where you knew about it, and now you willfully violated this stuff. Why don't they just do it straight out front? Oh, there's a real excellent reasons why they don't. First of all, if people would just take, and I'm not being derogatory, but to understand in Title 26 in the laws of Congress, in the fictional world of the land of Oz, in what's known as the territorial or geographical United States, the boundaries, there's nothing, if you operate, this is one of the things they always do. It's in Title 18. It's either geographical or territorial, I don't remember which one, boundaries of the United States. The outside boundaries of the several states or the corporate states. And when you do that, there are no several states. There's no nationals of any of the several states that are born in a sovereign country. There's no citizen of Kansas. He doesn't exist. He can't because there's no land. There's no venue. This is the key. They're like corporations. Corporations operate in the territorial or geographical United States, the outside boundaries. It's a fiction in law. It's made it up. But getting back to the issue again of, okay, let's say there's a law. It's in Title 26 U.S.C. 6012. That's the statutory authority of Congress. Why don't they just tell us that? It's there. It's very hard to read, but what you do when you get off is you must understand also Title 26, 7805. 26 U.S.C. 7805. It says if the IRS is going to enforce anything, it shall have a regulation. And it's a holding of the Supreme Court that says, yep, those guys over there that are fooling everybody have to enforce it by regulation. That's a holding of the Supreme Court of the United States. Okay, so where would I go to find that? Well, you go in, it's on the, any place out there, it's under 1, Title 26, Code of Federal Regulations, 1.6012-1. That's where it is. It tells you who must file a tax return. And at the bottom of it, it gives you the statutory authority. Now, what people do not understand, of course, what's not told, why would they do that? Why would they tell us the rules? In the laws of Congress, they're sitting outside extraterritorial. They're out in the la-la land, off of the, they're legislating where they have no delegation of power from the people. But if we sign up for it, you bet, they can do anything they want. And they figured out ways to get us to sign up for it. Babcock, of course, United States v. Babcock is probably the premier case on that that's cited it all over. And translated simply, it says if Congress creates benefits in individuals against the United States, They can withhold all remedy at all courts of law. Boy, I read that case, and I read every case underneath it until I happened to come across one on the VA, on the veterans. And the veterans case mirrors the Social Security. I said, I got it. It means benefits. Why in the hell did they just say that? It says when it creates rights and individuals against the United States. It means when we, when Congress grants us a benefit and we're dumb enough to sign up, make application, we have no right to any remedy or any court of law. Boy, wouldn't that be a nice disclosure to put on all these places where you become a registered voter, be a citizen of the United States under the penalties of perjury. Florida has an interesting one because they actually have citizen of the United States of America. Of course, that's to get the ruse that sits in behind it. You still end up being a citizen of the United States. But it's amazing that they've actually changed that form. Oh, you can be a citizen of any of these sovereign countries known as the several states and come and vote in Florida. But you still end up being a citizen of the United States if you dig just a little bit deeper. But it makes a good cover story. But getting back to what Jackson, Sherry Jackson was talking about, there's no law. Or where is the law? It's not disclosed. And why don't they just tell us? Well, the law is only for a specific class of people. And that class are people that want to have this thing called being a citizen of the United States or a resident of the United States or an alien or a non-resident alien out of Puerto Rico. Those are the three distinct who must file a return. Well, why can't they just tell us that? Hey, they tell us everybody signs up to be one. Under the registered voter, it's all in your marriage certificates, if you look. It's all in your birth certificates. It's all in your bank accounts, anything with the bank. It's all over. It's all buried. It's all there. Citizen of the United States. Why don't they just say, if y'all want to play to be this fictitious status, and it is fictitious. They just made it up after the Civil War. I don't know what's so difficult, but I've talked to people about it, and it's just the eyes just glaze over. They made it after the Civil War in April of 1866, the Civil Rights Act. Specifically for the Negroes. Yep. Could the Negroes have done, could they have done something else? Absolutely. 1870, they said anybody of African nationality, or I forget the word there, but anyway, it comes in, could be naturalized. 100% equal to the white guy. So we got a black guy and a white guy, 100% equal. So then why in the world would we still be going on today with the citizen of the United States in 1866 where they said we're going to grant to the Negroes, come over from the southern plantation owners to the plantation of Congress. We got a nice plantation over here. We got better bennies. Of course, we're out to overthrow our constitutional republic because we're going to have stupid white guys to sign up too. It's a good thing. And we did. I've done it. Probably everybody listening at some point's done it. Because we didn't know that Congress can give us the right to sue and be sued, the right to own personal and private property, the right to enter into contracts, and to have the same rights as them white citizens, those white guys over there. God, I can't even believe something like this could be going on today. Pardon my French, but this is so unbelievable. Just cannot fathom it. You talk about people to this. Now, by the way, it says all... if you all want to have this status, when you go to work every week, just like the mafia, I want protection money. That's what the IRS is doing. They're taking protection money for your conduct every week. Because you don't see it, it's harmless. It's just painless. Oh, and by the way, we're going to own all the property because it's in every one of the states on your, quote, motor vehicle. as soon as you register it, you become a debtor and the state becomes a secured party. It's in every state code under the secured party in the UCC, without exception, every one of these corporate states. Oh, and by the way, since how you're driving the state's car now, or whoever is behind the scenes that's collateralizing this, guess what? You got to have a driver's license because you're driving a state car. Gosh, if it was my property, I wouldn't trust half of these idiots with the driver's licenses, but they issue them. If you're driving a company car, you got to have a company driver's license. By the way, you got to have company insurance. Boy, it makes perfect sense. Once you can get past the that you own that car out there and you can actually see it in writing, it's there. Every state. But getting back to the issue of the Internal Revenue Service, it's a service. Boy, we're getting serviced. And on the farm, it has a whole different meaning, but it could all sure have application, because I'm telling you what, it's so unbelievable. When you see this, it shocks the conscience. It shocks the conscience. Well, I hear the music, so we're going to continue on. I'm going to tell you in a little bit here why they don't do it. Then we're going to the next hour. I'm going to tell you how they created the illusion of the law. Stay tuned.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Kermit Winterroad II, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show, Truth Seeker out of the far north, coming out of Alaska today. A little cool up here, nice weather, a little cloudy, 40-something degrees. Leaves are gone. We've already had snow, none's on the ground, but the Maltoonies over here are looking pretty white. And they're up around 6,000 feet, and I'm sitting here about 250 feet above sea level here on the bluff overlooking the Kinnick Goose Bay. Little bay that comes in here with the water runs in and out. Water out there, and all of a sudden it's almost pretty much dry except for the river and a creek here that's right next to me. Anyway, talking about what Sherry Peel Jackson, the ex-IRS agent, was talking about is there's no law. And she's talking about people that are offering rewards of 50 or 100,000 or whatever the numbers are. And I'd like to find them because I'm going to actively go after them as soon as I find out where they are. And as soon as I read the qualifications, I should collect some money here. Because the issue, again, is that there is a law. It's the laws of Congress, not laws of the United States. But it's in 1-6012-1. It's under the statutory authority of Congress. That tells us that anybody that wants to be a citizen of the United States, a resident of the United States, we don't got to worry about. And a citizen of the United States or the person out of Puerto Rico, a non-resident alien, we don't need to worry about that normally. There, you must file a tax return. But what's so astounding is that these lawyers are letting these, not lawyers, attorneys, I correct myself, these attorneys are letting these courts get away without disclosing what the issue is of the actual law and the legal duty. Why don't they just do it right up front without the illusion? Why do they have a penalty statute with no law and no legal duty? Very good reason. Because the court is not an Article III court. Well, what's that got to do with the tea in China? It's an illusion. But we must create the illusion. So why don't they just tell us? Guess what? Because if you understand Title 28, USC, Section 132, Congress is telling us one of the secrets of those courts, several secrets actually. The constitutional judicial power must come from the Constitution. The legislative power comes from the Constitution. Most people can probably point to, I think it's 18 issues in Article 1 of the Constitution of the United States. Congress is granted the power to do this, to coin money and to make uniform rules of naturalization and issues of like those. What is the judicial power? In all cases, in law, all cases, not some of the cases, all cases, and in law and in equity, the United States is supposed to be exercising the judicial power of the United States, and it's under the authority of the United States. That's the judicial power. It's right in Article 3, Article 3, Section 1 and 2. And I hear the music, and we'll be back, and stay tuned for the next hour, and then we're also going to get into how they pulled this off with no laws of the United States. With